Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to our bonus episode of Unveiled. We're happy to be in your ears again. Well, it's all about the confessions and hearing your secret regrets and whatnot. But just to let you know, over on my Instagram, you know, every week I'll have a confession box. So you do need to come over and tell us your confessions. And obviously completely anonymous. Tell us all your weird shit or all your funny things. We want to hear it.
Your weird shit. We welcome weird.
We love weird.
Except the person who signed up for a marathon to get a free t-shirt. That has not left my mind.
I've given it some
content. Can they tell us what it was? Because all I'm picturing is like Flora. Do you remember? Like white with butter.
Butter Flora.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, but do get in touch, that it was something artsy or something. Do you know?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No?
I think it's like a VHI mini marathon.
No, surely it couldn't be.
We need answers.
We need answers, girly. You know who you are. I think
you have 1 hour. We're gonna expose you now.
Never
send them in.
Yeah. Nobody would say anything to us.
We'd totally send them in. It's fine.
Do you want to kick it off?
Okay, yeah. So somebody goes, I work from home and take a 2 hour lunch every day, as well as finishing early most days. I probably don't get that much work done, but for what I get paid, it's enough.
Why not? So very early days of our relationship with my now husband, but his dad walked in on me fully naked going to the toilet when we first met, and it will never leave my mind.
Oh, a nudie toilet anyway. Is a lot.
I have another nude story as well to come in.
That's horrendous.
I know.
That's really awful now.
Yeah.
Christ.
Getting up wiping a broom. I don't know, actually. I'm just...
It was Neve.
It was me. Meet the fuckers. So I have to tell you this, because this is another nude one, just while we're on the nude things. I'll never forget that time I text my hairdresser a full nude instead of a picture of Ballyhash.
Oh, mother.
It was a full-blown naked photo. I still hadn't copped and was texting, what do you think of this? And it was only when I got to the hairdresser I found out why I actually sent it.
Oh my god. Was the hairdresser not like, babe,
it was a good few years ago, I think. She said it was a good few years ago, so maybe technology wasn't up to standard. Where would she be sending it to anyway? A full nude.
Fair play to you. Hope she got a discount at least.
Oh, God.
Okay, I don't know my new friend's name. Oh, okay. I don't know my new friend's name. We met at a mommy and baby group, and I know her son is called Jack, but have no idea of her first name. She's literally saved my phone as Jack's mom. Oh my God, we've gone for multiple cups of coffee together, and I'm still none the wiser.
What?
This is my hell.
Yeah.
This happened to me. You were there. We were at, I can't say where, but we were at something.
Mm.
And somebody was like, oh my God, Nessa, it's so good to see you. Yeah. And I was like, so I had to get my friend to come over to the circle to be like, can you ask what their name is? Because I can't remember. Like, you need to introduce yourself.
Oh my God.
So I think she needs, oh, I don't know. How are you going to get out of that? Why doesn't she ask her son to ask Jack what his mommy's name is?
Yeah. So mad. It actually reminds me of so many things I've been at with Jamie and I forget their name. And I'm like, this is my husband, Jamie. And Jamie's like, are you going to tell me their name? You know, I'd be like, oh, this is so-and-so. And Jamie has said it to me so many times. It's so gas when you, I know you don't remember someone's name. She's like, oh, this is my husband, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Because usually I'd be like, oh, Jamie, this is Anna.
Oh, that's Claudette, when you know.
Colette, you know, from down the road or whatever. Yeah. So when I come in with Jamie, this is my husband, Jamie, he's like, oh, yeah, you don't remember
this,
her name.
This is the cue. Like, help. Be like, hey, what's your name, man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She needs to use the kids as pawns here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Oh my God, she must live in fear. You know, sometimes when things have gone too far, though.
I know.
When I used to work in Maj, this customer used to come in, and I think she thought I was someone else. She'd be like, hey. And I'd be like, hey. And she'd be like, how's the holiday? And I was like, oh no, I was like being
this
really, really nice
more
to her.
Times than yeah. I'd like to admit, I feel like I've just forgotten their name.
Being really nice to her, and because she was being so engaged with me, and then she's like, so come here, how's the holiday? And I was like, oh, I've gone too far now. I can't. I was like, yes, yeah, so good. Yeah. And I just darted back down to the fitting rooms because I was like, I can't let her look at me because she'd be like, God, who? That's not her.
Yeah. Okay, another one. oh, this is kind of gas. Regret. Leaving my bullet out on my bedroom for my son, unfortunately, to find it. And he ran downstairs wearing it as a necklace.
Oh. I have
questions. Can you imagine your poor child coming down?
How would he wear it as a necklace?
I don't know. Obviously, put it on.
What contraption does she have?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe a little hook.
Anal beans. Yeah, he's just start stockpiling for therapy.
You know, like sometimes kids will just pick up stuff and they'll do something with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make a necklace or whatever.
Someone's like, here, I check my boyfriend's phone when he's in the shower. I know he's loyal, but I want to see what he tells his friends about me.
What? She listens in on the shower.
No, I check my boyfriend's phone when he's in the shower. I know he's loyal. I was like, it's not that bad.
Oh God.
Yeah, you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Really pop. But let us know what he said.
Yeah. I broke students speaking. I take home sparingly roles in public bathrooms.
I can so see why people do that.
Yeah.
They're sitting ducks.
Yeah,
just, aren't they?
Yeah, ready to just be taken.
I haven't done it, but I haven't not thought about it.
I have done it once. I remember going actually down to a festival. It could have been an electric picnic and we stopped off in a garage and there was loads of toilet roll in the inside. Yeah. And I was like, I'm taking two of these for...
Sure, when we were, when I met you in Pitch a few weeks ago, you and Jamie and all, it was like a unisex toilet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And me and Jamie, we were in the queue together and we were about looking at each other and I was like, there's a LaBougie candle there. And he's like, I know. And I was like, it's not my flavour. And he's like, it's mine. I was like, well, if it goes,
he didn't take it home.
He didn't, because it was still there at the end of the night. But if it did, I'd be like
screaming.
Jamie's.
It's like when your mom used to rob the glasses from a restaurant. You know, if there was like unusual nice glass on holidays, my mom be taking that home.
Yeah,
do your mom ever do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
And my auntie would do it, and I'd be like, she'd be coming home. She was like, no, you hold that one. We come home with a glass each.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, so my boyfriend is such a good planner for dates, holidays, etc. It must be nice. And when we first started going out, I let on that I was terrible and couldn't plan a thing, so he would do all the work. I'm actually the go-to for all of that stuff in my friend group. When we say the girls, he thinks it's a running joke. That's a real, like, we listen and we don't judge. Isn't it?
Have you done that yet?
Yeah.
With Jamie?
Like, not online, obviously, me and David do it, yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't done it yet with Jamie yet.
Oh, you need to do it.
I feel I'd say there's so many things that Jamie does, like just silly shit that I know he would do that would like piss me off around the house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. David said it to me yesterday. He's like, I know when you don't want to do something or go somewhere during the week, you pretend you have a work call. And he's like, and I know. And I was like, I know too. It's true.
Because that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a secret I'll take to the grave. I got caught drinking at a local disco. The guard brought me home. I cried so much that my mom believed me and I swore on her life and she thought maybe I had diabetes. So I got a shopping trip out of it and resulted in a new Mackenzie tracksuit.
Diabetes?
No, I think it's because like if people are diabetic, they can sometimes smell of alcohol. They can smell fumey. Yeah. So I think
oh my God.
Yeah.
What? That's iconic.
A Mackenzie tracksuit and a Columbia jacket, I'm sure, to match.
Oh yeah.
Now we're back in the day. Massive.
Extreme rotation. I never had a Columbia jacket, but I loved a Mackenzie runner.
Yeah.
Remember like the pink M?
Oh,
or, like,
yeah.
The blue M, but I like the pink M.
I felt like me and the girls all had Columbia jackets. I had a blue one. Laura had a red one. Other Laura had a pink one. I think Amy had a black one. Like we were tala fucking massive.
California, oh, I mean, baby.
Loved.
So I have a confession, right?
Okay.
It happened to somebody I know. Okay. So basically they were on a work call, right?
Yeah.
Big work call. Like, you know, one of those kind of ones where it's like so many people on, let's just say like 50 people for argument's sake, right? And it was going on for ages.
Oh, they weren't riding, were they?
No. So it was going on for ages and she was like, oh fuck, I'm starving. So she anyway like went over and there was a pot on the oven or on the stove, right?
Okay.
So she was starving, so she was like, fuck it, I'll just eat this, whatever. Went to the trough, didn't even bother to like decant the stew, of course it was a stew, into a bowl. She brought the pot over, was horsing it into her on the work call, right? Just standing there. And then she's just like, I just looked at the bottom of my screen. She's like, my camera wasn't off. She literally standing in front, and she just said, she got so embarrassed. She's like, I just hung up. She's like, I just had to leave the call. She's like, I can't go back on.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
And I got the person to send me a picture of the pot. It's a monstrosity. It's like something from the 50s. It's huge.
Oh God.
So that doesn't show you that stews are bad for you. I don't know what will, sweetie girl. I've warned you.
Stop.
Mortification.
I think I've one more here. Oh yeah. There was a time I lied to a lad in Wright's nightclub. Well, that must have been a long time ago.
BC.
And I told the lad that I had a really nice car. Then he asked me on a date. So when I was going out on the date, I lied and said my car was in the garage. But then I told him to pick me up at my friend's address because I knew she had a nice car in the driveway. It was an Audi.
Oh.
Imagine like those little white lies that you say when you were younger. Yeah, my dad has a boat.
My friend Maria did that. I don't care, I'm wearing right now. She's long married, so it's grand. But she met a guy in Wright's. This might have been her. And she's like, he's so nice. I love him. She's like, I can never see him again. I told him too many lies. She's like, I told him I owned a casino. I was like, she's like, I don't. What? I couldn't stop. And she's like, it's dead in the water. I'll never be able to come back from all the lies I told him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I must check if that was her. If it was, we'll redact the name.
Yeah, we'll take it out. I don't think it was her because I think it's someone that I know.
Oh, okay. We'll swap stories.
We'll swap stories.
And if you want to share your story.
Do you have any confessions?
Nope. I'm a vault. I mean, if I had, I would slip them in anonymously. Oh, I do have one. Oh my God.
Go on.
I don't know if I want to say. Oh, okay. So basically, I have no patience. Okay. Oh.
Yeah,
that's not the confession. So I was driving back into my housing estate, okay, and this car was driving really slow in front of me, and I was like, oh, for fuck, come on. Now, I mean, it was like so I just got a little bit of a rage, and I beeped it, okay, probably shouldn't have done it. Anyway, I'm going straight, they're going straight, he turns left, I turn left. It was my next door neighbor. It was my next door neighbor. He pulls in to the driveway. I pull into my driveway.
His kids in the back, did he?
It doesn't matter what he was doing. Like, if
he was very slow.
Yeah, but he asked, that's his right. It's fine. Like, I was wrong. So I rang David. David, I was like, I'm so awkward. I just beat the neighbor. I don't know what to do. I'm tail spinning. Like, he's in his car. I'm in his car. And David was like, Nessa, that's awful. Like, you're going to have to call in to him. Like, apologize. So anyway, I came up with this lie. And I was like, went inside, texted him. I was like, hey, sorry. I was like, thought you were my friend. She beat me last week. So we have this joke going on now, which I thought was a really good save, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was like, so sorry. Didn't realize it was you. And then he was like, haha, now I'll have to get you back next time. And then I was like, oh my God. Thank God.
Thank God. Nice.
But I literally only said this to David yesterday. I was like, remember the time I beeped the neighbor? He was like, crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
That was a confession.
I feel like I've loads, and I'll think of two good ones for next week. I'll bank them.
Yeah, you need to spew your guts as well.
Yeah, I will. Well, thanks for listening and thanks for sharing. And remember that the confession box will be up again. When this is out, the confession box actually will be out. So go over to my Instagram. And DM me if it's too long for the box, because sometimes they are. I've gotten a few DMs. Or you can get in touch via email at unveiled@goloudnow.com. or at UnveiledPod on Insta, or me. And obviously it's completely anonymous. And don't forget to check out our main episode that's out on Monday. And we love yous loads.
Yeah, we love you so much. Okay, bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.